Hi, is this Brenda Coleman?
Speaking.
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Family First Care. You had spoken with Chandel earlier.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask a couple of questions about what your needs are so that I can make sure to match you with the best caregiver. So do you need assistance with bathing, dressing, hygiene, or is it just around the house?
Well, it's just around the house. I don't see well.
Okay.
My right hand is...
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and then my leg swells up. I have edema. So
okay.
Some days I can't walk too good. And I have...
What time do you want them to come in?
Well, that was the problem. I wanted to know... Like maybe.
Well, it says that you think you're pretty sure it's 36 hours. So, we could do 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, if that works good for you. We can start them at 9 to 3 Monday through Saturday.
9 to 3. Okay.
So, or do you want 10 to 4?
Well, I really wanted to break it up. Maybe have somebody come out twice a day.
Okay.
Because,
go ahead.
See, I have a person that takes me shopping, and I never know when they want to go, but it's usually between a Tuesday and a Wednesday, and they like going at 9 o'clock. So that's not every week, but that's like, twice a month.
Okay.
So I didn't know how to work around that unless my person was flexible. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we can work around that if it's only twice a month. I'm sure because it is a full-time case, I would like to kind of keep one caregiver on with you. And that way, you know, you can build a relationship. I just think it would work out better for you instead of having more than one person come in and out. But I may be able to do it like those days where your friend's coming to bring you to the grocery store. Just ask the caregiver if she can come in at 11 or 12 instead, you know, something like that. Okay. But is that good? 10 to 4 or 9 to 3?
Let's see. You know, that's some long hours to be with anybody. I mean, I'm not bedridden, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. So you want it broken up more then?
Well, you know, like, I don't have any personal time to make phone calls, you know, without somebody sitting around listening
right.
to my
phone. So let me get a calculator real quick. Okay, so I'm going to do 9 to 2. Is that better?
9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. That's 5 hours. Well,
you wanted less? I mean, we don't have to use all of your hours either if you don't feel like you need all of them. Just, you know, think about it. I'll give you a call back tomorrow and we can come up with a schedule that works for you. And if you want more than one caregiver, we can do that. And then I can have somebody come in, like 3 hours, in the morning and 3 hours in the evening.
Okay. So what I wanted was an older person. Do you have that?
Yeah.
And, I wanted to have a meet and greet.
Of course. Yes.
Started. I don't want them to come here thinking they're starting that day.
No. We always let them know that they wouldn't start on the day of the meet and greet unless directed to do so. But I wouldn't worry about that, no. I will definitely get some caregivers together to set up a meet and greet. And you can choose between, I have like three caregivers that I'm thinking of. And I'll give you a call back tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Brenda. We'll talk soon. Thank
Shelby,
you so much.
I want to ask a question.
Of course.
Shelby Perry called back. That was my coordinator.
Let's see. Not yet. No, I don't think she did. She was. I know she was with another family, and she said she was gonna call back, but she hasn't called yet. So we'll talk to her tomorrow too.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you for identifying yourself, because I get a lot of strange calls.
No, I understand totally. All right.
Okay,
we'll talk tomorrow. Have a good night. Bye bye.
Bye bye.